This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
We have an upcoming auction on Saturday, July 16th at 10 a.m. at 2655 Clever Creek Road in Watertown, Tennessee. Selling absolute, this three-bedroom, two-bath home is situated on 37 acres. It needs some TLC, but would make a great place to live or a great weekend getaway.
For more information, visit us online at clarkmaples.com or call us at 615-896-4740.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's time for your motivational boost with Steve Yates.
Good morning. It is a great day to be alive. It's a thrill to spend time with you today. Hope you're busy making it a fabulous Friday. It's time for your motivational boost. I'm your host, Steve Yates. Good morning to everyone listening on AM 1450 or FM 100.5 or 101.9. Also online everywhere at WGNSradio.com or via your WGNS radio app, a free download on your smartphone. Welcome. Want to take this opportunity, as we always do, to thank Opossum's Restaurants, a great place to meet up with friends and make some new ones in the process. They have a made-from-scratch kitchen, delicious homemade meals such as shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, and pulled pork. They're located in the Kroger Shopping Center across from SportsCom on Memorial Boulevard, and their specials are listed on their Facebook page, so please check them out, and thanks to them for their sponsorship. We start each show, as you know, with our quote of the day, and the quote today comes from the greatest source of all, Jesus. He said this in Matthew 17, verse number 20. He said to his followers, "You don't have enough faith," Jesus told them. "I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Be moved from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." You know, from time to time on your Motivational Boost radio show, we highlight local nonprofit organizations who are doing great work in our community. And today is one of those days. My special guest is Jennifer Black Yates, founder of The Great Chase, Inc. And more importantly than that, the mother of Chase, her son for whom The Great Chase is named. And also, the hits keep coming. She is my lovely wife. So we're glad to have Jennifer in studio. Good morning and welcome. I'd ask you how you're doing, but since we rode to the studio together, I know you're doing awesome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Yates.
Thank you for your time today. And for those who aren't familiar, Jennifer, I want you to talk to us about Chase and, you know, his story. Please tell us about that.
Sure. My favorite story. He was a typical 10-year-old, full of life, bright, hilarious. And a week before his 10th birthday, he was a natural athlete. So he was playing baseball in an all-star game, and he hurt his stomach. And a week later, he was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma. What he actually felt in his stomach as that catch was a small mass that was about the size of a peach pit. And by the time we got to Vanderbilt the next day, it was already the size of a small watermelon. So it was a stage 4 Burkitt's lymphoma, a non-Hodgkin's, and it multiplied in size every 24 hours. So it was luck that we got there when we did.
Okay. And you know, tell us more about just the spirit of Chase. And we're going to talk, you know, more about that as we move forward. But one of the things that strikes me about him, and I knew Chase, and you know, years ago when he was probably started knowing him around, he was 4 or 5 years old, somewhere in that range.
Yes.
And one of the things that really hits me in a very profound way, and something that's very powerful, is, you know, to me, a leader is someone who is intentional about his or her impact. And it's never too early or never too late, you know, to start being intentional about your impact as a leader. And here's Chase at 10 years old when he was diagnosed with cancer, and he was an amazing leader. You know, during his illness, Chase was granted a wish by the Middle Tennessee chapter of Make-A-Wish. Tell us about his Make-A-Wish experience and what Chase did with his wish.
When Make-A-Wish first approached us, he did not want to discuss it, because he kept saying, "I haven't done anything to deserve a wish. There's other people out there that need things more than me. I'm sick, but people need things." So he refused to discuss it. And then as it came closer to when he made the decision of, "I do not want to do any more chemo, and I'm ready to go home. He said, now I want to talk about my Make-A-Wish. And he said, but I still do not want it for me. I want to give that away. He said, I've been thinking a lot about my school and my community, and I would rather give that to those kids so they can grow and learn sports, things that I love to do. And so he wanted to donate equipment to his school at Walter Hill School, and especially for his favorite teacher, Miss Powell. And so that's what he requested, was that he gave his wish away so that others could benefit from his gift.
Yeah, and those of you who've been to Walter Hill School and been in the gym, you know that it is the Chase Donnell Memorial Gymnasium, and murals are all over the walls of depicting Chase and his favorite number 8 involved in every sport you can think of, because he had that kind of bandwidth as an athlete. He loved pretty much all sports and participated in most of them, and certainly baseball was his favorite and the one he excelled at the most. Another thing, too, about just the continued legacy of Chase, and something that really impacts people in a very powerful way, because as I'm out telling his story, when I speak various places, and as we talk about the foundation, the great Chase, the thing that really is so powerful is, you know, his thinking past himself. Here he is as a 10-year-old, and he had the level of empathy and compassion and emotional intelligence to think past himself. And I remember you telling this to me, Jennifer, and it's so powerful, and it brings tears to people's eyes when I tell it on the road. And that is, his fear was not dying. His No. biggest fear was being forgotten.
Yes.
And through the great Chase, we pay forward the legacy of Chase Donnell, an amazing 10-year-old. I call him a golden soul.
Yes.
Because there are very few people who are wired that way, even as adults, and certainly as a child. He was beyond his years in the perception and the impact he had in his community. And if you travel, those of you who live in the Middle Tennessee area, if you travel 231 north or south, heading between Murfreesboro and Lebanon, and right at the Walter Hill School, you will have traveled on the Chase Donnell Memorial Highway. So certainly many legacies are out there in his honor. But the thing I want to talk to you next about, Jennifer, is what we've been planning behind the scenes for months now, as we just launched the Great Chase Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, you know, totally IRS vetted and approved and ready to roll. And this is really our first full year of having that approval. And we've been planning our inaugural 5K event, which is coming up on Saturday, August the 27th, here in Murfreesboro at Gateway Island. Most of you know where that's at. It's 1875 West College Street. And you can certainly check out the Great Chase website, which is thegreatchase.org. And when you spell great, you need to spell great, G-R, the number 8, then the letter T, and then the name Chase. 8 was his favorite number. We honor Chase's preference for that number in the logo, thegreatchase.org. So talk to us about the behind the scenes and planning, and if there's still a need for volunteers and registrants for the Great Chase 5K coming up next month. All right, I'll talk about that. maybe I threw her a curveball. It was like, that wasn't in the script that we talked coming before the show. So now that I've given that awesome intro to the Great Chase 5K, I'm going to talk to you about the Great Chase 5K.
Awesome. We are doing lots of work.
It's 6 weeks from tomorrow. That's how close the race is. 6 weeks from tomorrow. And you can register for the race if you just go to thegreatchase.org, T-H-E-G-R, the number 8, T-C-H-A-S-E.org. There'll be a tab that says Great Chase 5K. Click on that. You'll see a registration link. It's also, check out his Facebook page. You'll be able to register directly from the Facebook page, The Great Chase. And what we're doing is, this is our first big event. We need you guys to help us out. It's a run walk. People think 5K and they think, oh no, I can't do that. Trust me, almost everybody you meet can do a 5K. I've seen elderly people in wheelchairs do 5Ks. My mother-in-law, the octogenarian dynamo, did a 5K last September, and she was 82 at that time. She's 83 now. She's mad at me for just telling her age, but she's amazing. She did it. I know you can do it. We just need your support. Come on site. Help us as we, rally for the cause of helping families in our community who have children, especially who have life-limiting illnesses, especially cancer. We're going to fill in those gaps. Jennifer, talk to us more about that, about what the mission and vision of the Great Chase really is.
when I started this, you know, when Chase was in the hospital, he said, I can't let other kids get this. You know, this is so not fair. It's so, I should be out playing. He said, I would even rather be at school than going through this. And he wanted to help. And so we thought of ways that we could help and do things. And we did that for years leading up and raising money for the cure, raising money for awareness. And then there's so many other great organizations out there that help people in different areas with these children that desperately need this help. And I thought, what helped me the most when I was there was when people took that burden off of me. So I wanted to start something in his honor to where that burden, you're sitting there and you're so needing your strength so bad to concentrate on your child and be strong for them and keep them strong and ready to fight. So when everything just starts piling on you, you need medicine, you need this, you need to get a wheelchair, you need a ramp, you need bathtub accessories, it just starts piling on, and it's very quickly the water runs down that drain and you can't catch it. So I want the Great Chase to be that source for people that they don't have to worry about that water draining. I'm going to take care of that. They just focus on their child because that's really where their focus should be.
Yeah, and for those, including myself, who have not personally walked in those shoes, you know, you have a level of empathy and connection to that that's very powerful. You know, if you do visit thegreatchase.org, and I urge you to do that, you'll see that our inspiration is to help others. You know, we devote our energy to passionately advocating for individuals who find themselves in need of hope, compassion, financial support as they're battling a life-threatening disease, you know, primarily cancer, but also other life-limiting illnesses. And that's really the vision and the goal behind the Great Chase, to continue that legacy, again, of selflessness that Chase embodied in his 10 years on this planet. And that's our goal, to pay that legacy forward. So as we are, you know, raising funds, and especially through the 5K, there'll be other exciting things attached to that. We're going to have we've had just so much support from the community. We're really encouraged, both from individuals and companies who have really just partnered with us in such a meaningful way. And I do want to take the opportunity while I'm speaking on that to thank those companies that have partnered with us in financially supporting the Great Chase 5K, Consumers Insurance, the Nashville Predators. They were a big love of Chase's, and the love was reciprocal.
It sure
if
was.
You go to our website and you watch the News Channel 5 feature story done on Chase by Eric Yetzi and Hope Hines, then you'll see the connection that the Nashville Predators had with Chase and he with them. So Consumers Insurance, the Nashville Predators, Avis Budget Car Rental right here in Murfreesboro, JJ's Hardwood Flooring, also Garage Girls Fitness, and Brindley Insurance in Smyrna supporting us as well, and also Shannon Oran. She is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, the results team, and these companies and individuals. And at the end of the day, you know, it's always individuals who have the passion and the compassion that would inspire these companies to support us. Thank you to all of you and so many others that are partnering with us in an in-kind type of way by donating items for our race day packets and donating items for our silent auction, which we're going to have on site the day of the 5K. Just wonderful opportunities to get involved. You know, one of the things that if you're kind of at a rough spot in your life and you need some inspiration, one of the biggest ways you can do that is to volunteer and just donate your time and look outside yourself and realize, you know, there's so much out there that's bigger than me, and I want to have an impact in a way that helps others, and volunteering is a way to do that. So what about opportunities with the race? Are there still volunteer opportunities, Jennifer, that we can plug people into?
We can always use volunteers. We'll need people around the course assisting our families. We're also going to be supporting local cancer children who will be along the course to help cheer on our runners and show them what they are running for or walking for. We have the food booths afterwards. Any tables there we'll need volunteers for. We do have donuts. That's always important.
That might be Jennifer's biggest inspiration is the donuts, and that's good.
You put two together, they make an eight.
That's a true story. So, yeah, the anchor of the Great Chase logo is a couple of donuts there stacked on top of each other. But, yeah, also, as far as reaching out to the Great Chase and plugging in for volunteer opportunities, if folks will go to the website, thegreatchase.org, and you'll see our contact information there, ways to reach out to us, email, connect with us directly, and we can plug you in and do what I call get in where you fit in.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're truly not able to run or walk the race, but you want to volunteer, we need you. Or if you can donate items for the silent auction, or can help spread the word and connect the dots and, you know, get us more sponsors and things like that. You know, hey, our goal is to help families, and that's what we're going to do. As Jennifer said, fill in the gaps. There's so many great organizations, and we're not competing with them. This is not a competition. We are filling in the gaps that only truly those who are living it know the burden and the strain of that, as perhaps they have to be out of town or out of state even, getting treatment at a facility somewhere in another state. Well, guess what? The grass keeps growing. You know,
yes.
The bills keep coming. These are the kind of things that the Great Chase Inc. will be filling in on and helping families with, besides the support, compassion, love, hope, and the, hey, I've walked in your shoes, I'm going to walk alongside you, not, you know, just all the way through this process. One of the things that's exciting that you mentioned, Jennifer, is really inspirational, is just as I project the scene at the 5K as we're running over at Gateway Island and seeing the faces of those who are ongoing cancer fighters and survivors, you know, children who have been diagnosed with cancer, but who are battling and with their family support and the impact of the medical community on their lives, they're continuing to fight. And for those warriors, heavenly warriors, I call them, like Chase, who have gone on to a better place and whose legacy lives on, we'll honor them too.
Yes, we are.
Yep. And that's what inspires me to think about this race. This is a unique race in that regard, as you'll have cancer fighters, survivors, and the families of the heavenly warriors lining the course, cheering you on. And yeah, go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and your registration, what comes with your registration is a t-shirt, Great Chase t-shirt, your registration bib, which will be timed, and the rest of the proceeds go towards meeting our goal, is helping these families in our local area. And
yeah, absolutely. The race is going to be a professionally timed race, you know, for the competitive types. But even the casual types sometimes like to know how long it took them if they're working on stuff. Your race will be timed. It's going to be professionally run. We assure you of that. Everything is going to be covered, you know, A to Z, soup to nuts. So please check out thegreatchase.org and also his Facebook page. And remember, the Great Chase is spelled T-H-E-G-R, the number 8, the letter T, followed by his name, Chase. You'll hopefully, when you Google search that, if you forget how it's spelled, it'll show up in that way. But also, too, quickly, as we close, we look forward to in August, a couple of weekends in August. We're going to be going to Nashville to shoot a segment for News Channel 5 Plus.
Yes.
Coming up in a few weeks. You'll start seeing that on the weekends in August leading up to the race. And Bobby McFerrin in the background lets me know that our time is up. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being
Thank
on with
you.
Us. It was a blast. You'll still ride home with me? Everything's good?
Maybe.
Awesome. Remember, we're all a work in progress. It's about direction, not perfection. Smile, stay encouraged, never give up. Continue to make it a fabulous Friday, a wonderful weekend. I look forward to our time together next Friday. God bless. Here's a little song I wrote.